day, there's been no wind at all, and finally, you know, it seems to be appearing. How might you say that? You say the wind is?
Well, we usually say, now there's a good breeze, or it's been still. Usually we'll say there's not a sign of breeze.
But if it begins to start, you might
just say that's a good breeze, or the wind's.
What's it doing when it's getting better and better? If you have a slight breeze and you're getting a stronger breeze, how would you describe that? You're saying the wind is really seems to be
getting. I don't know what to use for that.
Have you ever heard the term picking up or rising or breezing up?
Well, most time we say it's blowing harder, or the wind's blowing harder.
If you've got a very, very bad storm and very high wind, and it seems to be
subsiding.
How would you say that it seems to be?
Well, usually we'll say, the storm seems to be about over. That's about the way our expression.
Mm-hmm. If
the storm must be about over.
In the fall, when you go out and the air is not too cold, but cold enough where it's comfortable, is there a term you'd use for that?
In the spring, you say?
Oh, no, or in the fall.
Fall. Well, we usually say this was a brisk morning or a chilly morning.
Right, okay. And sometimes you have, after waking up, you look out and there's a very thin layer of white stuff on the ground, not snow.
Oh, frost, Jack Frost.
Right.
Quite a bit of frost today.
If you have a lake and it looks like it's very, very glassy, you might say the lake last night.
Glassy. Oh, had a skift of ice on it?
Mm-hmm. What did it do the night before? Say last night the lake?
Had a
Hello.
Howdy.
Hello.
Hey, that's my grandson.
Okay.
He works in a lot of dirty work, and he just wears rough clothes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, how would you say if the lake was got a layer of ice over it? It
froze over.
And last night it froze, but many times it has in the past. It has done that.
Many times in the past.
It is over.
Frozen over.
Okay. And if you have some ice trays you want to harden, you might say, I'm going to put these in the refrigerator so that they will
freeze.
Okay. And in a cabin sometimes where you don't have but one room, what do you call the area where you'd have guests?
Where you'd have what?
Where you have guests or people would sit while you're talking.
If you only had one room?
Well, no, I really shouldn't say that. In a house with, maybe you had more than one room. If you had a special room for